opera will be kept alive as long as there are voices to sing it and composers and librettists willing to keep the art form fresh with new material. The Hawaii Youth Opera Chorus is supplying the willing voices and composer Herb Mahelona the original material for Auli'i, the last menehune of Nu'uanu Valley, a youth opera sung in the Hawaiian language. The chorus has a landmark performance coming up, and Malia Ka'ai Barrett, its general manager, is with us in our studio. Good morning, Malia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here with you today.
I love the idea of a Hawaiian language opera.
Well, actually, our opera is both Hawaiian and English, so it's very attainable, but it's definitely based on a Hawaiian theme. This particular opera came out of an original story that was written by a native Hawaiian that had gone back to the university for some extra education. He was kind of a non-traditional student. He had taken some creative writing classes, and he came up with this wonderful story about a menehune who basically is separated from his family. They are running away from war, and there is an ipuka, and it's like a time portal, and it only opens every 200 years. And so the menehune are rushing to get away from imminent danger, and Auli'i, our menehune, goes looking for his best friend, and he misses his opportunity to get through the portal. He gets left behind. And so now he has a companion. He actually goes looking for his best friend, and he has a companion who then spends the next 200 years with him observing Hawaii as it changes. So it's a wonderful story about change in Hawaii through the eyes of course, you know, some say our mythical menehune creatures. And so the storyline is delightful. The music is just, it's one of those things that you can get a little earworm, you know. The melodies are delightful and beautiful. And Herb is a very gifted composer. He's composed actually for our organization 5 operas now, but he's also composed for Kamehameha School's Keaʻau campus. He's now actually written 3 all Hawaiian language operas. So he's quite a gifted composer, and we're just so thankful to have his body of work to present.
Opera can be a really good storytelling vehicle, can't it?
Well, it's a wonderful storytelling vehicle. And what makes our program, of course, different than, you know, if you were to go to the Hawaii Opera Theater or to the Met or to, you know, to Chicago Lyric, is that we designed our program over 25 years specifically to be performed by youth performers, which means that the operas themselves are not nearly as long as grand opera. The subject matter is more appropriate for youth performers. Therefore, it's very family friendly. And so, you know, while somebody might experience some unhappiness, it's never kind of the unhappiness that you experience in adult grand opera. And our program is different, rather, you know, because, of course, the Hawaii Opera Theater also has a touring program, but oftentimes what they're doing, or rather a residency, is that they're adapting an opera that was intentionally written for adults with adult subject matter, and then kind of the words are changed and, you know, adapted to children. So our programs are different for that reason.
Well, the actions of grand opera tend to be pretty apocalyptic, right?
Yes, lots of people dying, people being stabbed, people being poisoned. Yeah, it's all about real life, which is why we love opera.
That's right. Perhaps a little exaggerated here and there.
Yes, at times. So this story, there's definitely some periods of great angst, of course, as Auli'i is watching Kamehameha come to Oahu and work to unite the Hawaiian Islands, and of course does battle against the forces of Oahu. And then it actually concludes with the bombing of Pearl Harbor. So there is definitely those aspects to the story, but there's also a very, very strong message of Malama Aina and caring for our land and being connected to that which sustains us. So there's lots of wonderful teaching values that comes through this particular opera. So we're very excited. This is actually the 20th year from its composing. So we're celebrating its 20th year. And actually, this is just the 3rd time that the Youth Opera Chorus is actually presenting this particular opera. So the students who are performing this, this is completely new material for them.
How many are there?
So in our organization, the students who will be performing are members of our core organization, which are the students that come to us weekly on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. We currently have a membership of 120 students. The primary performers will be the students that are grades 3 through 12, although we will also be having our kindergarten through second graders doing some pre-performance music. Wow. And then we will also be inviting the fifth graders of Ka'iulani Elementary School and Ka'ewai Elementary School to come and do some pre-performance as well. So it's going to be an all-youth experience. And you know, until I started working with the Youth Opera Chorus, I never fully appreciated the capacity and capability and amazing skills that youth can have. You know, oftentimes I think we don't give kids nearly enough credit, but they really are truly very gifted performers. And many of these students, especially the ones who will be singing solo roles, have been, you know, they're members of the Hawaii Opera Theater Young Artist Studio. They many of them will go on to continuing their music education at a, you know, college and then beyond into a professional capacity. Of course, we've had several alumni that have gone on to professional careers, both as composers, music teachers, and of course, opera singers. Quinn Kelsey is probably our best known current alumni, but also our very, you know, the Hawaii Youth Opera Chorus is celebrating 56 years. We've been around since 1961, and one of our very early alumni is Dean Pitchford, who is the composer of Footloose. So the Youth Opera Chorus, well, not all of our students go on to a performance career or a music career. A good number of them do, and they get their start in an organization like ours.
Well, that was one of the first questions that occurred to me, Malia, was putting very young kids into what has to be a highly disciplined environment.
Yes, definitely. And like with any organization working with children, it has its moments of challenge. But we find that our students, you know, they're with us because they love the discipline and the art of music, and music requires discipline. And so that's very much a part of what we instill in our students. And I always tell our families when they join our organization that, you know, you brought your child to us because they were singing in the shower and in the car, and so you recognize that they had an interest in singing, but they will learn so many life values through being involved in a music organization such as ours, the values of discipline and hard work and teamwork and time accountability, and on top of learning languages and cultures and so many good things that, and also friendship and cooperation. This is what being a performing artist, being a participating artist, brings to someone's life. And so it's why we are so passionate about what we do.
Well, there are many, many additional benefits, aren't there?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sure. Malia Ka'ai Barrett is the general manager of the Hawaii Youth Opera Chorus, which is presenting a youth opera called Auli'i, The Last Menehune of Nu'uanu Valley, Friday, November 11th at Kuaiahau Church in Honolulu. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.